SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Commercial flights began diverting their routes early Friday morning over western Iran without explanation, as one news agency in the Islamic Republic claimed there were explosions heard over the city of Isfahan. That's home to a major airbase for the Iranian military, as well as sites associated with its nuclear program. Dubai-based carriers Emirates and Fly Dubai began diverting around western Iran around 4:30 a.m. They offer no explanation, though local warnings to aviators suggested that the airspace may have been closed. The United States has issued new sanctions on Iran after its attack on Israel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a move to punish Iran for its unprecedented attack on Israel last weekend, the Biden administration has imposed a new round of sanctions. They target 16 individuals and two entities involved in Iran's drone production. In a White House statement, the president said he had directed the Treasury Department to continue to impose sanctions that further degrade Iran's military industries. He also repeated that the United States is committed to Israel's security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the United States plans to veto a Palestinian bid to be recognized as a full member of the United Nations. State Department calls the Palestinian Authority's effort to gain member status premature. Department said the Security Council's 15 members do not fully agree that the Palestinian Authority met the membership criteria, including standing questions about who actually governs the Gaza Strip. House Speaker Mike Johnson needs the help of Democrats to get his foreign aid package across the finish line. He's moving forward with a plan to vote on separate bills to send military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as a bill that includes border security measures. Democrats have signaled they're open to helping him pass it. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood's making a lot of money.
The nation's largest abortion business set another record in 2023, performing nearly 400,000 abortions, the most ever, and a 5% increase over the previous year. Planned Parenthood claims that pro-life laws in conservative states threaten to put it out of business. But the abortion giant seems to be making up the difference in liberal states. The Biden administration has also vowed to keep federal dollars flowing to Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals courts ruled that West Virginia's transgender sports ban violates the rights of a teen athlete. A 2-1 ruling from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the law cannot be applied to the boy posing as a girl. The judge wrote that offering the boy a choice of taking part in male sports on teams or abstaining is no real choice. The ACLU and the LGBT pressure group Lambda Legal filed the lawsuit in 2021. This is SRN News. It's been an up and down day on Wall Street.
U.S. stock indexes drifted to a mixed close Thursday. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% to mark its fifth straight loss and its longest losing streak since October. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%. The NASDAQ fell 0.5% following a mixed set of profit reports from big companies. Treasury yields rose following stronger than expected economic data. Not only is the number of layoffs across the country remaining relatively low, an index of manufacturing in the Mid-Atlantic region showed growth unexpectedly accelerated. Stocks have been struggling recently as yields in the bond market charge higher. Damian Troisi, New York.
Virginia is making it illegal for the NCAA to punish schools for paying athletes directly for their name, image, and likeness rights. The law will go into effect July 1st after being signed by Governor Glenn Youngkin on Thursday. More details at SRNnews.com.